My presence here is requested to give little brief chapter summaries, so I'll give a very brief chapter summary here, so we're not staying here until 6 o'clock at night. And you see the first chapter is called Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Kurukshetra. And this is the background I think you all know. If you haven't read Mahabharata, I'm sure you've seen the videos. And this is the right in the center of the Mahabharata war, or right in the beginning of the Mahabharata war. And of course, Mahabharata war is not a religious war. It's not about people with different religious beliefs. It's a political war. But still, everything, including battle, should be done with a certain mindset, with a certain consciousness. And Krishna is showing Arjuna how to even fight on the battlefield in such a way as to advance spiritually. And that in itself is a very, both sensitive, but at the same time a very wonderful concept. And that was the case. Not only was it that Arjuna was advancing spiritually, but every one of Arjuna's arrows that took someone's life, and sometimes they took many people's lives at the same time, all those people became liberated. There are other ways of practicing liberation, obviously, than being target for Arjuna's arrows. But and all the other people on the battlefield who saw Krishna, they attained their spiritual forms. Arjuna freed them from their sinful activities, and by seeing Krishna when they left their bodies, then they were able to actually go back to the spiritual world. Just like when Krishna is sitting with the cowherd boys, and all the cowherd boys think that Krishna is right in front of them. So similarly, all those soldiers on that vast, vast battlefield of Kurukshetra, they all were all seeing Krishna, no matter where they were. So the wonder of Bhagavad Gita is that it really sets the scene, it sets the scene for life. It's a situation of crisis for Arjuna. How is it that I'm meant to actually battle against my own family members? And Krishna's answer is, it's your duty. And this duty, well, we'll talk about a little later, this then becomes the basis of the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma rakshati rakshitaha. You do your dharma, you do the right thing, you'll get the right result. And right thing is what Krishna explains to us in the Bhagavad Gita.